Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Hey. We are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shiurim in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of the attainment of Shasak Vura, by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzky, and Aben Chani Greenberg. Okay, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom. We are in the last daf and a half or so relating to RL, and then we'll get into Psuadaka and Khrushchevcha and Amod and Moav and the like. So we are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis towards the bottom. So we're still learning Limudim of how do I know that an RL is Aser in this, and how do I know a Mochusiki Purim is Aser, and all the different deos that are taught. How do I know that this is the different opinions for Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim? So we actually left off in the middle. So let us, we're in the middle. The Gemara is in the context of trying to figure out how do I know that Truma is less Chamur than Kachim in terms of by the Karman Yoledes, there are two psukim by a woman who is Temeya Yoledes, which Bezrem will get back to. One of them says, Ad malos yimei tahara, until the end of her days. And the other one says, v'chiper aleha hakohen, the kapara element, the carbon is brought. So is it at the end of the 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl, son and daughter? Or is it after the carbon is brought, meaning on day 41 and day 81? So which is it? So the Gemara said, well, it depends. Kan l'truma, kan l'kachim. After 40 days, she goes to the mikvah on day 40 or day 80. And then she can eat truma that night, but karbanos, kachim, she can only eat the next day. So the Gemara says, how do I know? How do I know kachim is more chamor than truma? So we add all the abbreviations in terms of truma being more chamor or kachim being more chamor. And the Tanakama, the first opinion of the Gemara, said, well, there's more elements by kachim. And Rava said, no. Rava said, that's where we are up to now. Eight lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Rava amar, belo hanach lefishin lo matzis amrit. Now, even without the more elements, the quantitative approach, besides the quantitative approach, there's another reason why you can't. Besides saying that kachim has more elements of chumrah, there's another reason why kachim has to be the later pasuk, meaning the pasuk that talks about bringing your karban on day 41 and 81. And truma is the night before day 41 and 81. Below hanach lefisha lamatzis amrit, even without the quantity approach, you cannot suggest that kachim would be earlier. Amar kura v'chiper aleha hakohen v'tahera, because the pasuk says that in the morning, on day 41-81, the Kohen brings the kapara on her behalf, the karban, vitahera, and then she is tahora. Michlau, shehi tameya. What that is, that clearly implied that up until that point, she is tameya. She is tameya. That's what she's called. V'isak adayta b'kachim. And if we want to say that the earlier pasuk is talking about kachim, that the night before she could already eat kachim, that can't be. Why? If one pasuk calls her tameya, and now we're saying she's able to eat kachim that night, so then she's matami the kachim, but she's not allowed to be matami the kachim. So it can't be referring to a woman lagabe kachim, elish rabina b'truma. So it must be talking about truma. So again, the woman can eat truma that night. She is what is called a tevulas yom aruch. Tevul yom usually is for one day. But here, she is a tevulas yom aruch. It is for many days, for 40 days, for 80 days. And then she can eat truma that night. And the following day, she brings her karbanos yoledes. And then she can partake of kachim and go into the Beis HaMikdash. That just finishes up the last point related to those limudim. When we talk about Tumas Yoledes, which is on the agenda now for the next 25 lines or so, and it ultimately Gzeiras HaKasev. Why does a woman become Tameya when she has a baby? It's wonderful. She's doing an amazing, she's acting like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. She's being a creator. So why is she Tameya? So ultimately it's Gzeiras HaKasev. But there are suggestions made by a number of the Mefarshim, where does Tumas Yoledes come from? Rav Hirsch writes that Tuma is always associated with death. That's Tuma. Tuma is always with death. Like the ultimate Tuma is Aviyavos HaTuma, a dead body, the corpse. The ultimate, a vacuum of life. And most Avos HaTumos, they are recently dead Shrutzim. Shichva Zera, which is a potential life that didn't happen. There's different, but everything's generally associated. Nida is a pregnancy that didn't occur, a potential life that didn't happen. So suggests Rav Hirsch, by a Yoleda, she had more life inside of her. Now that it has exited, which is supposed to happen, as Hashem, Baruch Hashem, there's another baby here, but that vacuum inside of the woman herself creates Tumah. There is more life here, but there's less life inside of her. So therefore, that creates Tumah, and he says that's even why by having a girl, a daughter, is double. It's 14 days, not just 7 days, the Yimei Tumah and the Yimei Tara. Right? Remember, we didn't flesh that out again, but we know for a son, there's 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tara. And for a girl, 14 days of Tumah and 66 days of Tahara. Why is it double for a girl? Suggests Rav Hirsch, at least for the Yimei Tumah, because that life that used to be inside of him or her has the potential to create more life. Says even more life, so to speak, that has left, has exited the woman, and therefore there is more Tumah. Why are there more Yimei Tara? Good question. That just might have to be parallel to the male. But anyway, that is Rav Hirsch. The Shemen HaTov quotes from the Baal Shem Tov and others in the second volume. He quotes it from the Kutzker. The Kutzker says that the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Tainus that there were three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give to anyone else, right? And the Rashi Teva says Mafteach. There's a fourth key there. The Gemara also says one of them is Yoledes Chaya, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in charge himself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes and delivers babies, right? He's the one. The Leida E F Shar Beli Hashras Hashchina Ubeli Psichas Mafteach Al Yado Yisbarach. And therefore, whenever there is a birth, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is present. There is Hashras Hashchina. So after a birth, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. He comes for the birth and then he leaves. So there is a vacuum of Hashras HaShechina. When the Shechina leaves, that's what creates the Tumah. That's what creates the Tumah. Like by Tumas Meis. Kiva de Bishas Misa Haisa Ba'oso Aguf Neshama Tahora V'chalfa Ba'avra Mimenu. Once the neshama leaves, why is there Tumah? Another way to approach Tumah of death, related to Rav Hirsch, and that is, there's a little less Tzelem Elokim in the world. There's a little less Hashras Hashchin in the world because this person is not here anymore. So therefore, that itself creates Tumah. Rav Soloveitchik once said in a different context, also we mentioned this back in Moed Kantan, and that's the minhag of Kfiyas Hamita, which was took place in the days of old, that they used to turn over the beds. Where does that minhag come from? Or just like untie them and let the mattresses fall down. Different types of beds. Why is that a simon of avelus? Right? The other ones, you tear your clothing, you could understand. Why kfiyas hamita? Because there's less tzelem elokim in the world. Because of this person is no longer with us. And the creation of the tzelem elokim took place in the bed. And that's why it's a symbol of recognition that there's less tzelem elokim in the world. That's where kfiyas hamita came from. And what do we do today to be mamshech that minhag? Covering the mirrors. Why? Because a mirror is also a celebration of tzelem elokim. We look in the mirror, we see ourselves. Mirrors, or Rav Soloveitchik himself, and some of his talmidim are machmir, this is not the minhag olam, are machmir even about pictures. Right, we dafka, the minhag olam is the opposite, to bring out all the pictures during Shiva. But he was machpid because, again, a hemshach of the lack of tzelem elokim that's no longer there, but suggests the Kutzker, that is where Tumas Yoledes comes from as well, because there is a vacuum of Hashras Hashchina. And then he quotes the story. I know the Baal Shem Tov was here. Baal Shem Tov once told one of his Talmidim, Im rotze liros avodas ish pashut, yapit achrei kafer yechad. You want to see pashut avodas Hashem? Go to the village over there and go see that man for Shabbos. Spend your time with Maishala. And he goes to Maishala, and he goes, spends time for Shabbos. He said, Baal Shem Tov told me to come to you. He's like, okay, I don't know why he told me to come. I'm a Pashut Yid, Pashut Jew. And he goes, and he spends Shabbos with him, and Friday night, he's a regular guy. He goes to shul, and he has a meal, and he does some of the Mavra Sedra a little bit. He goes to sleep. I don't know what Baal Shem Tov sending me to him for. And the next morning, he's like, oh, he's definitely going to like get up a seeking and like learn the whole day. Gets up, regular, goes to shul, comes home, makes kiddush, and again, doesn't know what's going on. Why did the Baal Shem Tov make me go see him? Okay. So he goes, he's giving up hope, goes to mincha. After mincha, he comes back, and he sees his Baal Abbas, his host, is going and making himself crazy to make sure that he has a minion for Shalosh Shudas. So he's like, what does he need a minion for? He's like, okay, a minion, but wants to say Elokeinu so badly. Why a minion? So he asked him, he says, what's that? He says, you don't understand. He says, you know, it's a big ancient custom to try to have a minog b'shas yitzias neshama. When somebody is nifter, it's a big schus, b'shas yitzias neshama, because there's a recognition. He says, the neshama yaseir is leaving. He said, b'shas yitzias neshama. I have to make sure I give proper covet for the neshama yaseir. So he said, oh, now I understand. Somebody who appreciates, you know, what Shabbos is about, the neshama yaseir is leaving, to have a minion at Shal Shudas. So that's what the Baal Shem Tov sent him there to see that. Mod yesh lahakpad al minion b'shas yaseir neshama, v'kiva the b'shas asu the shlishas, mispater ha'adda bot kama regoim, and neshama yaseir. That's why he was makpid. And Derech Agav, he doesn't quote it here, but that's also why minhag of Klal Yisrael is also, there are those that are very makpid to daven, if somebody has yard site that week, to be the chazin on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, the Shabbos before the yard site. Why? Because that's the yard site of the Neshama Yaseira. That was the last time the Neshama Yaseira was this person, and the Shabbos before was related to that Yitzia. Okay, so we have Rav Hirsch, we have the Shemen Atov, in the name of the Kutzker, and one other suggestion is made by another Rav Achronim. I saw in the Hagyona Shel Torah, Rabbi Tzion Feirer also quotes it, and that is, at the moment of birth, the woman has unbelievable feelings of love for her child, her new child. She was just Tzar Gidol Banim and the pregnancy, and she can't help herself. All of her love is channeled to that child, and she can't help it. It's natural, but feelings of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu are diminished at that moment. Not because of anything to do with, nothing against, but at that moment, she's not on the level, and we're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu, who when he meets Yosef, what does Chazal say? He's saying Kriya Shema. What's he saying Kriya Shema for? Because he felt unbelievable feelings of love for Yosef, says the Stipler, and therefore he channeled it, he took that love and was able to channel it to his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we are not on that level, right? That is for the Avos. That's something to shoot for, but we're not going to get there. But if somebody has complete love for another, and they have no room for love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, so that breeds Tumah. That breeds Tumah. And that's why it's not, it's just natural. But he says that's where, at least the message for us could be learned. He says, Avasa shabana hanola la tofeses es kol liba. Veina mashira makom koshi. Lava lacheres. Right, like the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Teshuva, when he talks about the love that we have to have for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, all encompassing. We can't think about anything else. That's impossible. So not impossible, just something that the normal man cannot get to. And that's why the halacha is for reality. And therefore, this is the tuma that is created. Bikivat shel liba shel hayoledes tafus kol kulo ba'avas haben, which it has to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that way. Ad she'ein bo makom gam la'avas Hashem bazeh tum'asa. Okay, three suggestions which the Mefarshim give relating to tumas yoledes. Okay, so let us continue now. So what have we just said? That the psukim by tumas yoledes, the pasuk that says right after her melos, she could partake of truma, and when she brings the carbon, she can then eat kachim. Says the Gemara five lines up. Maskalor of shishi b'yedir avidi umima tez amrit truma ksiva hacha. Can you say? Is it possible to say that our pasuk, in the context of yoledes, is talking about truma? That once the days go by, she could eat truma v'atanya. But we learned in the Brisa, Dabar b'nei Yisrael, the introductory pasuk to Yoledes. Dabar b'nei Yisrael. Ein li ela b'nei Yisrael. I only know this refers to born Jews, meaning women who were born Jewish. They have tumas Yoledes. Giyores v'shifcha b'shachreres minayin. How do I know to include a convert who had a baby and a shifcha b'shachreres also? Tamalomar isha. So, Isha Kisal Zriya, right, it includes Isha. So, that's how you know to include. V'isalkadaitach b'truma. And if you want to say that the following pasuk is talking about truma, Gioris v'shivcha, benos mecha, truma ninu. Gioris and a shivcha, right, are they able to eat truma? Never going to happen. A Gioris and a shivcha m'shachareth are not allowed to marry a Kohen, and they're not from Shevet Kahuna. Because they're converts. So ask the Gemara, how could we say that the following psukim are talking about truma if the introductory pasuk cannot be talking about people who eat truma? Right? A giyaris can never eat truma. Tosfos notes here, this Gemara is anonymously assuming against Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who, remember we had the Shita earlier, Rosh HaMayachai, who said, a woman who converts, a girl who converts less than 3 years old, she can marry a Kohen. So we don't paskin that way. So Tosfos here on the bottom says, our Gemara is assuming not like that way. Because then that could have been a suggestion. Right? You could have a Giyorah that eats Truma. Though you can't have a Giyorah that eats Truma according to Halacha. Right? We don't paskin that way. So the Gemara says, how could you say a later pasuk is referring to Truma? So Amar Rava, below, what's the problem? V'haksiv. But the pasuk also says, in that context, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. L'Rabos HaTruma. Where the pasuk says, "Bechok, don't she cannot touch kodesh during the entire period of tful yom," and that includes she can't touch truma. So you see, a later pasuk is talking about truma for sure. So ela krom mili kachashiv. Every pasuk is referring to something else. You don't have to say that just because the first pasuk is referring to people who cannot eat truma doesn't mean a later pasuk is not referring to achilas truma. So that these are the psukim related to tful. Related to Tvul Yom. And related to Truma and Kachim and all of these stages of the woman's Tahara, when she can and when she can't partake of certain different Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Right, the third line. V'tlasa kroi b'truma lamali. So, if you look at all the psukim that we've had over the last blot and a half, there are three psukim which tell me that Truma cannot be eaten until Tahara is achieved. Rashi quotes the three psukim here, right? Lo yochal ad asher yitar, uva ashemesh v'taher, ad melos yimei tahara. Three psukim that we've had relating to eating truma only b'tahara. What do you need three psukim for? Tzrichi, you need all three. De'i me'ad asher yitar, if you only have the pasuk of, well, she cannot eat until she becomes tahor. Lo havi adana b'mai. I have no idea which Tahara process this is referring to. We know there are different mechanisms of Tahara in Halacha. There is what you could do. There's Tevila. There's Harev Shemesh. There's Zrikas, the Afer of the Paraduma. All different types of Tahara processes. So, I wouldn't know. It says Arashay Yitar. So, Katsar Rechman Uba Shemesh Fitahir. That's why you have to have the Pasuk. That she waits till sunset. Oh, just to correct what I kept emphasizing yesterday, I was emphasizing shkia because of the pasuk of Hashemesh v'taher. Right, we know the first daf in Shas talks about that it's not shkia, but it says hakochavim. So again, that just to I didn't mean the halachic shkia. I was referring to the shkia sachama based on the pasuk. But you know, halacha lemaisa, as we know from the first daf, that it refers to tzeis. So kazer achmano Hashemesh v'taher. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have known which Tahara process is being referred to. So it says, Vashemesh v'taher means the sun going down the end of the day, then she can partake. That's for Truma. Because of Rachmana uba Hashemesh, and if it only had that pasuk, Hani mili delav bar kapara. I would have thought, when is the night good enough? After the days of counting, that's only for a woman who does not have to bring a karban. Right? So the somebody who's not one of the Mechusri kapara. They're just tvul yom on this last day. Aval debar kapara ima adamaisi kapara. But for someone who has to bring the karban, maybe they stay tamei until all the way until they bring the karban on that following morning. Kazav rachmana ad malos. So it emphasizes until the end of the day 40 or day 80 until malos yimitara. Then automatically she is tahora again for truma. She's tahora for truma. You're right, kachim for the next day, but she's tahora for truma. V'i kasev rachmana ad melos, and if it only had that second pasuk also, havamina avila below tevila, even without tevila, kasev rachmana ad asher yitar. No, she has to do something. She has to go to the mikvah. So she has to go to the mikvah. She has to wait till nighttime, but she does not have to wait until the next morning. That's why you need the three psukim by truma. Remember, there is a machlokas, fascinating machlokas, b'shamei and b'shillel, in Nida related to a woman who, after day 80, right, after day 40, that night she has a miscarriage. She has a miscarriage that night. So if she had a miscarriage earlier, then, right, somehow, right, after Midaraisa, a husband and wife can be together after day 7 and 14. Midaraisa, right, those are the Yimei Tahara. So let's say somehow, by a girl who has day 80 days, is that what would work out? She has a miscarriage in the interim. Does she have to bring a new set of Karban Yoledes or not? So, assuming that it had a surah of the Vlad. So that's a shaila that's discussed by Shammai and Beis Hillel. So if it was after day 80, then it's for sure a new set. If it's before day 80, it's for sure not a new set. What if it's Leil Pei Aleph? Leil 81. So the Chovas HaKarbano, she can't bring the carbon until the next morning. but it's day 81. So that relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago on Daf Ayin Aleph. Is the chiyuv of the carbon already here, even though I can't actually bring the carbon until the next day? Or do I say, no, because I can't bring it? So then I can't, it's not called the day of the carbon yet. It's a machlokas, but she may shamay besilo, in terms of the afterwards.
If she brought the carbon, she still...
Well, she can't bring the carbon at night. That's not the shayla. Shayla is she chayev a new set? Because it's already day 81, but she can't bring her old set yet until the next morning. Okay, so those are three psukim related to truma, and how we know that truma can be partaken of that night. Ulahach tana de palagale de tana de verbi shmoel, but according to the opinion that argues on devei Rabbi Shmuel regarding one of these psukim, de Amar bizabal gimel reios ubin mitzora muchlat akasam adaber. The pasuk is not talking about a person who could partake that night. We're talking about a mechusri kapara, a zavus chayv a karbon, who had three re'ios, a mitzora mochlat, v'hai ad asher yitara demaisi kapara, and ad asher yitara does not mean until you go to the mikvah, but it means until you bring your karbon the next day. So then, meaning the psukim are all talking about kudshim, they're not talking about shruma, so trei kroy b'kudshim lamali, so we knocked off one pasuk to tell me until the next morning. So the other two psukim, though, why do you need? What do you need two psukim for by kachim? If it's all about kachim, so tzrichi. So Gemara says as follows. Kazarachmana biyoledes. If you'd only have it by yoledes. So yoledes is one of the mechusri kapara. Right? She has to bring carbon on day 81 or 41. So if you only have it by yoledes, be shum de meruba tumasa. I would have thought only, you know why yoledes has to wait? Because she has a very long time. Meruba Tumasa, very long Tuma regarding Kachim. Meaning it's called Yimei Tohar, but for Kachim, she's Tami Lagabi Kachim for so long. So Meruba Tumasa, right? She has 80 days. Avo Bizav, Emaloba by Azav, who only has 7 days. Maybe I would have been more Makel. So that's why you have to have the Pazak by Zav. Because of Rahman and Bizav. And if you only have the Pazak by Zav, that you can't partake of Kachim until you bring your carbon in the morning. Delo Hutar Michlalo. I would have thought because Zav is more Chamor, because there's no Heter within the days of Ziva. It's Tameh, you're Tameh. There's no leniencies. You're fully Tameh for 7 days. Lo Hutar Michlalo. But Avo Yoledes, Emalo. But a Yoledes, there is Heter. Why? Rashi says she could see Dam all of these 80 days after day 14, and she's Tahor Labayla. So I would have thought maybe there we could have more coolers by Yoledes, because you see there's coolers within that time. Tzricha. That's why we need both psukim. Stop there for a moment. Rabbi Yosef Engel is very excited about this last line in two different places. Again, it's Kedarka Bakoda, she's unbelievable. So first in the Lekach Tov. He has two pieces in the Lekach Tov, one after another. Fascinating. Klal Tezvav and Klal Tezayin. Klal Tezvav we discussed in the past. Klal Tezayin not so much. Klal Tezvav, he discusses, is greater quantity versus quality. Less, but greater quality. Which wins? Right, which is more chumer, which is stronger in halacha? If you have greater quantity of something, but it's less quality, or less quantity, but greater quality. So for example, it's the first one, when we discussed this back in Maseches Yuma. If somebody has to eat meat on Shabbos, they're also going to die, the Gemara says, and you have a piece of treif meat sitting here, so is it better to shecht an animal on Shabbos and cook it, and then feed him, because then you did one avera of Isser Skila, of shechting on Shabbos, one avera of cooking, but then after that, every bite that he eats is okay, is mutter. Or let him eat the treif, but then every bite that he eats, kazayis, he's doing another avera, but it's only chayv yelavin. So which is it? Is it better to do lots of little averas, or two big averas? So machlokes, Ravid, the Ran. So discuss it. That's an example. That's Simin Tes Klal Tezvav. But then he has Klal Tezayin. What about in terms of time? In terms of time, if you have something less quality but longer time, longer Isser in time versus shorter Isser in time, but it packs a punch. It's a very stringent Isser. So he says, that's his question here. Im yesh iser chomer, v'yesh iser acher kal mimenu. El diyesh lo maila ala chomer b'inyin hazman. Sheha iser chomer ein shoeh kol kach zman. Kamo ha iser kal. Mi hei minayu chashev chomer yoser. Which is considered more chomer? So he said, this might be the issue, we know in Zvachim, tadir u'mekudash. You have tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, versus mekudash. Something that is more kadosh, the Gemara talks about. Which goes first? Tadir u'mekudash. So, that might be our issue. Tadir is more common, more lengthier, while Makudash is more sanctified, you know, even though it's for a shorter amount of time. And he quotes various contexts. The first one he quotes is a great Machlokas Tanam in Nazir. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are walking down the street. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir both can only become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. Nobody else. Not even for their family members. So they see a Meis Mitzvah on the floor. Who is Matami themselves? The Kohen Gadol or the Nazir? So the Gemara says, Machlokas Tanam. The Mishnah says. Why? The Gemara says, oh, maybe a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because a Nazir, his Naziris is going to be up at a certain time. After a month, after 2 months. But the Gemara says, no, maybe the Nazir should make himself Tameh. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is allowed to drink wine. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to get a haircut. Right? Less serious. It's a less serious, stringent. So he says, that's good for this machlokas. Kohen Gadol is forever, but it's less quality. A Nazir is shorter, but it packs a punch. It's more Yisurim. So does more time beat out the quality? So number 5 on the list is our Gemara, right? Zav versus Yoledes. What does our Gemara say? Maybe Yoledes is more chomor because Merubah has more days. Maybe a Zav is more chomer, it's lohuter michalo, because at the time, it's not stringent. And he's unbelievable. You have to have shots on your fingertips to view everything in terms of your question. He quotes the machlokes. He says, maybe this is the machlokes in the brachas, whether you say ahava rabba or ahavas olam. Nusuch tzva, nusuch ashkenaz. Ahava rabba means intense right here. Ahava rabba. Ahavas olam is forever. So we say one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But he says, ahava rabba versus ahavas olam. And he quotes all of these, unbelievable. And just one other. Listen to this one. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Gimel that Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to say that, not Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Abaya. Abaya said he used to want to use sesame oil for Hanukkah candles. Why? Omar, hay mashich nehora tfei. What does that mean? Rashi explains, it lasts longer. Kivan deshama, but once they heard Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that you should use olive oil, why? Because called tzolil nehora tfei, it's a clearer light. So I started to use that. He said, that's good for our machlokas. Our issue. Do you go by longer, but less quantity, less quality, or shorter, but it packs a punch? That's Gufa, what Abaya originally thought, and Abaya, you don't even have to search for this Hanukkah connection. It's staring at us in the face. But that's number one. But then the other point, Rabbi Yosef Engel is not only excited from this, but in Asven Daraisa, his two classics for him. And Asven Daraisa, he talks about, this we've mentioned a number of times in the past, and that is the Isser of Anida to her husband. Is that more in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? Is that more in the world of Isser Veheter? So, Machlok, a question of all the Achronim. Bizman HaZeh, obviously, is only Isser L'Baila. But when we have Nida, Bizman HaMikdash, where should it be considered? What's primary? The Tumah V'Tahara element or the Isser Veheter element? And he goes back and forth, bringing a few rayas. But second, number one that he brings, after asking the question, Yevamis Ayin Hamad Aleph. Yevamis Ayin Hamad Aleph. What does he say? What did our Gemara just say? It says, there's a kula within Tumas Yoledes. What's the kula? That she could be with her husband during that time. One second. Being with her husband. That's Isser V'Heter. What does that have to do with being Makel in the world of Tumah V'Tahara of Yoledes? You know what you see from there? That even the Isser L'Baila is related to the Tumah V'Tahara. That's how the Gemara on our Gemara could say that the Heter L'Baila is a reflection of a leniency within the world of Tumah V'Tahara. You have to say they're connected. And he said it's Meduyuk in one word in Rashi. Unbelievable. You read the Rashi. Back to Rashi. Yoledes Hutra Michlala. Shero Adam. What should be the next word? Umuteris L'Baila. What does Rashi say? V'Tahora L'Baila. Tahora L'Baila. That's an unusual word. Muteris L'Baila. No. Tahora, because that's what the Gemara is trying to do here. Trying to show that there's a leniency in Tumah V'Tahara, and the Isser L'Baila is also categorized as Tumah V'Tahara, not just Isser V'Heter. Okay, that's a huge topic, but we will leave it for now. But that's Rabbi Yosef Engel, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, remember we quoted him a few months ago. He once met the Shoah Lumeshiv on vacation. the end of the 1800s. And what they do, just to pass the time, they set over Maseches Yevamos to each other with the Tosfos and by heart. Right? So you say one Tosfos, I say the other Tosfos. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel on Maseches Yevamos. Okay. B'mayim yuva, b'tami ad erev lamali, v'iter. So there's another pasuk that we have to figure out what it's used for. This is talking about a kli that became tameh. B'mayim yuva, you put it into a mikvah, v'tameh ad erev, and it's tameh till the night, so lamali. What do you need that pasuk for? Right? We know from the other psukim that it will become tahar at nightfall. Amar Reb Zeira l'negiya. It's talking about negiya, meaning not eating, but after I put a kli into a mikvah, now it is a tful yom kli, so you're not allowed to touch it to truma until that night. Right, till that night. Right away you could touch it to Meiser Sheni, but not to truma till that night. Detanya, v'utame yachol lakol, you might think it's still tame, tamalamer v'taher, v'taher yachol lakol, you might think it's totally tar, tamalamer v'tame. So the kli, tful yom, could touch just like a person could eat maaser sheni, and now, but cannot eat truma till tonight. So too, his kli, tful yom, could touch maaser sheni and not touch truma till tonight. V'eifachana, who says that truma is more chomer than maaser, as we've asked before, maybe it's the opposite. Tosfos Shoshanim here is bothered. Haven't we said six times already over the last three blot, and we've explained why truma is more chomer than maaser sheni? You add up all the Rashi Tevis, and so we know that already. The Pankachas and the Machpas, all that. So you need to say this again. So the Tosfos Yishanim here says, well, all of those have to do with eating, right? All of those have to do with eating. It could be relating to Nigia, it is different because we've seen already in one context that Maaser Sheni is more chamor than Nigia. So he says. Or not negiya, just in one element we've seen it's more chamer, and that is if you remember, ha'ochel, if a tahar person eats truma, when the truma is tameya, we mentioned that's an iser aseh. Well, if he does that by maaser sheni, you get malchus there. So you see there can be certain elements. Okay, so ve'efachana, back to the Gemara, answer, mistavra, we say no, ki echi, techamira achila de truma, me'achila de maaser. It follows the same logic, the achila and the negiya. Or maybe negiya de truma mehachanafka, or maybe the negiya of truma follows from the following. Detanya, the Bachi adds in b'chal kodesh lo siga, and that's referring to again yoledes. That's the pasuk we had earlier. She cannot touch any kodesh. Asara la ochel. This is an asara to eating. Even though it says negiya, oenu el negiya, or does it mean that she cannot even touch? Tamalomai bechal chodesh lo siga v'el hamikdash lo savo makish kodesh lo mikdash. So we compare eating kodesh to nichnas knisa lo mikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheishbo netilas neshama. Just like mikdash is something about relating to chayvei misa. That's going into the base of Migdash, Chiyiv Kares, Av Kodesh, Davar Sheishbo Netilas Neshama. So too, the earlier pasuk is referring to some Davar Sheishbo Netilas Neshama, which is only if a woman, when she is Tame, eats Kodesh, and not just touches Kodesh. Uba Negiya Netilas Neshama, Leka. And by Negiya, there is no Netilas Neshama. V'hayda Afke, V'lashen Negiya. Why does it use the Lashen of Negiya if it means Achila? Hachika Amar, Negiya Ke'achila. It compares it, Negiya Ke'achila, Rashi, negiya ka'achila, ha'asur le'achol, asur liga. Same items. Whatever you can't eat, you can't touch. But again, the eating is the iser of yeshbo netilas neshama. So the Gemara here says that knisa lemigdash is davar sheyeshbo netilas neshama if one is tameh. So there is a very well-known formulation of the Ravid. The Ravid, and this creates much controversy. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira talks about how we know Bizman Azeh, there is Kedusha to Har HaBayis, there is Kedusha to Yerushalayim. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, because Kedusha Shnia, Kitshul Shaita, V'Kitshul Asilavo. Right, Bizman Azeh, the Kedusha is still there. Kedusha is HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Ebnei HaShchina, V'Shchina Eina Betela. Right, it's not Batel. And that's why somebody who's Tameh cannot walk all the way onto Har HaBayis Bizman Azeh. We're not getting into the edges. This is not a halachic political question. Halachically, let's say all the way in, for sure, all poskim say, we can't go because we're Tameh Meis. To go all the way, you know, near the Kodesh Kadashim. Because it still has Kedusha. That's what the Rambam says. And that's what Rishonim say. But then there's the Ravid. The Ravid on that Rambam says that, first he quotes that Shlomo HaMelech knew that there was going to be a churban, and therefore he put the aron down, and then Ezra HaSofer also, they knew, and therefore they imbued Kedusha in it, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. But then he quotes, Lefisha Yodea Ezra Shamikdash V'Yushalayim Asidim Lishtanos, Ule His Kadesh Kiddush Acher Olami. That's the third Kiddush. Kach Nigla Besod Hashem Lireyav, Lefichach Hanichnas Ata Sham Ein Bo Kares. The Ravid says, Bizman Azeh, something's changed, and there's no Kares, says the Ravid 700 years ago. So what does that mean? Does that mean it's Mutter? So if you look in the Me'iri, in Shavuos Tezayin, the Me'iri says, I've heard people walk on Har HaBayis Bizman Azeh. So yeah, the Me'iri and the Ravid are both from the same place. They're both from Provence, southern France. So, oh, maybe the Me'iri's quoting the Ravid. But Kimat, all the Achronim say, the Ravid doesn't say Mutter. The Ravid says, Ein Bo Kares. Ein Bokaris, meaning our Gemara says walking on Hatar Abayis is Davar Sheispon and Tilas Neshama. So the Ravid is saying somehow that does not apply Bizman Hazeh. The Ein Bokaris, but it doesn't mean it's Mutter. Rav Zsolti explains in a beautiful piece in Torah Sheval Peh. It's not in the Mishas Yavetz that I found, but it's in Torah Sheval Peh. All the poskim discuss this sugya, 1967. All the articles in all the Torah journals from Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Zsolti, all the Gedolim of the time. Were then, because that's when they got our bias back. So that's when these were all written. So Rav Zsolti says there are two kedushos. There's kedushas makom and there's kedushas mikdash. He says that's why the Gemara says in Zvachin Daf Chav Dalet David HaMelech was mekadesh the ritzpa. What do you mean mekadesh the ritzpa? He didn't build anything. What did he do? He was mekadesh the ritzpa, the makom. He was mekadesh it. But kedushas mikdash he did not do because he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So bizman hazeh. There's definitely still Kedushas Makom. Is there still Kedushas Mikdash? So maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Kares is tali on Kedushas. For sure it's Aser because it's still Kedushas Makom. But Kares is tali on Kedushas Mikdash. And therefore maybe you cannot walk there today. And the Rambam says, let's say it this way. The Rambam would say there's still Kedushas Mikdash even though there is no physical Beis HaMikdash anymore. Once it was built, that Kedusha is never lost, and therefore there's still Kares today. And the Ravid would say, that's correct. No, there is no Mikdash. So there's only Kedushas Makom, and there's no Kares. Or you might say, no, even the Rambam would agree that there's no Kedushas Mikdash anymore, but Kares is totally on Kedushas Makom. Right? You don't need Kedushas Mikdash. Even Kedushas Makom is good enough. And the Ravid would say, no, it's totally on Kedushas Mikdash. Okay, but that's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid and Hilchas Beis HaBechira. But that's in terms of the Isser itself, though, obviously, as our Gemara says, Knisa LeMikdash is Dover Sheish Bo Netilas Neshama. Question is, what applies Bizman Hazeh? Weiter. Back to Ptsuadaka. Ptsuadaka, we finished RL now, and now we're back to the next line of the Mishnah. We've done two lines of the Mishnah. RL and Tmeyim. Next line of the Mishnah say, a Ptsuadaka and a Krushavcha, someone who has mutilated reproductive organs. So, we know they are not allowed to marry into the Kahal. They, though, are themselves, let's say if it's a Kohen, he could eat Truma. But his wife cannot eat Truma, because Nivla L'Pasola. So we're going to get into some of the details of that right now. So, Mantana, Mishtah Meres L'Biyah P'sula Da'araisa Achla. I'm sorry, what did the Mishnah add? The next line of the Mishnah. If the Ptsuadaka, once he became a Ptsuadaka, never lived with his wife, there was some type of injury, so then his wife is Muteris to eat Truma. Even though she is married to someone who, if she would have Biyah with, would Pasol her. So we had that sugya before in Daf Nun Vav. Says the Gemara, Mantan Mishtamer Slabi Psula Daraisa Achla. Who is the one that says that even though she's Mishtamer Slabi Psula, that she has on her horizon, she has a Bia Psula on her horizon, still she's allowed to eat Truma. Who says that? Amar Blazer Machlokas Shinuya. For Blazer Reb Shimini. Remember, who's a Machlokas Tanoim between Rabbi Meir, who is Machmir, or Blazer Reb Shimon Mekel. So our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Blazer Reb Shimon. First day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Noah, Filatim Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir, who says there, it's Aser. Here it's Mutter. Shani Acha Shekvar Achla. Here she already it was eaten. Right? He became a Ptsuadaka during the marriage. So that's why she's still allowed to continue eating. For Rabbi Lazar, Shekvar Achla Lo Amrinan. The first opinion, Rabbi Lazar says, no, you don't say Kvar Achla. You don't say that principle. Why? Dilote Mahachi, because if you don't say that, if you do say that principle, then you will say something that goes against Halacha. Ba'as Yisrael, Shenisis LaKohen. Vameis ba'ala tochal. If a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, her husband dies, and there are no children, she should still keep eating. Shekvar achla. And we know that's not true. So you see, you don't say that svara. V'Rebbe Yochanan would answer back, no, there's a big difference. Hasam paka kinyana. There her husband died. Her husband died, and therefore there's no connection to him anymore, and therefore she doesn't eat truma. Hacha. But over here, her husband became a patsuadaka. She's still married to him, though. So, lo paka kinyana, and therefore she would still be able to continue eating truma. Okay, ezel p'tzua daka. So p'tzua daka we know is an issa daraisa quoted in Parshas Kitzeitzi, lo yavo p'tzua daka kurashavcha b'kal Hashem. Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Chinuch Paskin, it'll quote one Avera, one of the 613. P'tzua daka and kurashavcha, one isser. The Rav Saad Yigon has two separate ones. P'tzua daka and kurashavcha. P'tzua daka means crushed, and kurashavcha means something is cut off. Two different types of injuries. But machlokes whether it's one or two mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Bachai and other Rishonim discuss what's the root of the Isser here. Because so much of a Jewish marriage is about having children. So much of the goal of that. So to enter into a marriage where it's clearly not going to happen, so then that's not allowed. Again, you might say, what about an islandess? Right, but there might not be something physical that's... there are certain physical signs of an islandess, but it's not like the same type of mutilation that a p'tzua daka reflects. V'atam says Rabbeinu Bachai, l'fi she'ikir nisuin l'piri v'rivya, ki lo to bara l'sheves yitzara, v'kivan she'ein elu ru'uyin l'holid, hari nisuin halalu l'vatala. Again, this is similar to that. Remember what we said before in the previous parak. Even if somebody has children, it's a good idea for them to be married for other reasons, to prevent from hirurei avera. But so much of marriage is about children, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's just something that we try to stay away from. The Sefer HaChinuch has a different idea. And the HaChinuch says, well, it's kind of like Chugos HaAkum, because in the days of old, the king used to make all of his shomrim sarisim, so that they wouldn't be able to be with any of the princesses or queens. They made them into eunuchs, and therefore we stay away from that type of behavior. And that's why the Chinuch says that's why there's a difference. This even explains between somebody who was born with a certain defect versus a later, which is mutter, that's not called a p'tzua daka, versus somebody who gets injured or sick, as we'll talk about soon. That's the isser, because the whole isser is the problem to parallel to the chukos ha'akam. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu did it from birth, so that's not usser. That's not usser according to what we're about to see. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Ezeo B'tzua Daka, what is the definition? Kol Shenifzu Beitzim Shalo, V'yifilo Achaz Mehen. Even if one of his Beitzim are injured, so that is a B'tzua Daka. V'yifilo Nikvu, even if they just have a hole, it's pierced through and through, the Ritva says, Mefulash, through and through, even if it's not missing anything. V'yifilo Nimoku, even if it's just... it somehow became smaller and it was dissolved, afilu chasru, if it's missing a little bit, that's all called different types of injuries of p'tzua daka. Rabbi Shaul Badosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, shamati mipi chachamim b'kerem b'yavneh. I heard, in Kerem B'Yavneh, where they are sit like in rows, like a vineyard. Kol she'en lo ela beitza achas, enu ela srischama v'kasher. If someone only has one beitza, so then he is a srischama. Srischama is the Lashon used to mean basically born with it. It's a euphemism. The son never saw him healthy. Srischama. The son never saw him healthy. He's a saris. He's castrated. Chama, so srischama of the kasher. But this person only has one. He's like a srischama, which is kasher, says the Gemara. Srischama salkadaitach. Srischama? What does that mean? He isn't a srischama. He was never sick. Elohu kisrischama of a kasher. He was like a srischama. Meaning, both of them are kosher, they're not considered b'tzua dakas. Interesting halacha l'maisa question, the Dr. Abraham here quotes from Rabbi Yosef Engel here on our daf, he quotes, what happens if a goy is b'tzua daka, and then he converts? We had already a couple times, Gershon is guy kanchanola dummy. So do you say it's like he was born with it, and therefore he's not a b'tzua daka? Because now he's born halachically. That would be an amazing chiddush, so you don't say that. You don't say that. You don't say that would be a p'tzua daka. Rav Shlomo Zalman then adds, unlike, let's say somebody's pikuach nefesh, and the only way to save his life is to make him into a p'tzua daka or kurshavcha. Let's say you have to amputate because Rachmana Litzlan it's a cancer that whatever it is. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that does not make him into a p'tzua daka. It's not a p'tzua daka. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you to do this. Pikuach nefesh. So even though when a guy did it, he also might not have done anything usher. Because, you know, there's always a p'tzua daka for a guy. Right? So, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, says Dr. Abraham, he quotes here, there's a difference. The difference between the hefter of pikuach nefesh for a Jew versus a guy doing something that is not mechuyevin. Unbelievable distinction. He quotes it, the Nishmat Avram, Dr. Abraham quotes it, if you want to look it up, in Simon Hay, in Eben Ezer. Even though a ger is considered like a newly born, we do not say he was born with such a condition, so to speak, since he was made into a daka surgically. Machain Kane, when it comes to maybe it was the opposite, right? The Rabbi Yosef Engler quotes the Pikuach Nefesh one, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said the Goy one, right? There was one that he added. Okay, Viter. We continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. V'nikev lo molid. If we said before that someone who has a hole through and through, so that's a Petua Daka, we assume that's because he cannot have a child. Is that really true? Someone who has a pierced Beitza, so he can't have a child. Vaha, who gavra, the Salkla Dikla, there was a man who was going up on a tree, and Rachmanel Islan, Vacharzi Silva Beitzim, and somehow he fell, and thorns and something sharp went into him. Vanafag Mineka Chut Demogla, and he was injured, Baoso Makom, Vaolin, and yet he was able to have children at a later date. So Hashalach Shmuel Akami de Rav, Shmuel sent Rav this Kasha, Vamarle, and Rav answered him, Tseva Chazar Albana Me'ayin Heim. Go do more research. I'm sure the wife has been Mizana. Right, because it can't be that he had a child. End of story. We don't know what happened. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Petua Daka B'dei Shemayim Kasher. Petua Daka in the hands of heaven, Kasher. B'dei Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. We'll have to see in the Eben Ezer in Simon Hay in a minute. What does it mean B'dei Shemayim here? So it's a very important machlokas, Rosh and other Rishonim. Rashi, it starts with. Rashi here says, what is B'dei Shemayim? Look at Rashi, fourth line. Al Yedei Ra'amim Ubarad O Mimei Imo. Rashi says, some type of ramim, thunder and lightning. It means some type of shock from God, or he was born with it. That's kasher. Says the Rosh, why didn't just Rashi say he was sick? Says the Rosh, being sick is still called a betzua daka. Even though all sickness is from Hashem, whatever, but no. When you're born with it, or something shocks you from God, an act of God shocks you, so that's not the Israel betzua daka. But the Rosh doesn't say sick. The Rambam says Beferish, and other Rishonim. Rambam says, no, even if you're sick, that's called from God. And others say, that's not enough. Don't be Madai, that Rosh doesn't believe that. So it's the Rosh, but the Rosh holds, or the Tiferet, the Bach, and others say, what's the Rosh talking about? I don't think that Deacon Rashi is correct. But either way, it's the Rosh's Deacon Rashi. So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether someone who was sick and became a Petua Daka, is that called Bidei Shamayim? And it is not called a Petua Daka or not. So today is in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says right here, he quotes, Lir Rambam, Bekol Elu B'dei Shemayim, Lir Rambam is kosher, Ava L'Rashi V'Harash Lo Mikri B'dei Shemayim, Ela Aydei Ra'amim Mubarad, Omi Me'ayimo, that's our Rashi, Ava Aydei Choli, Chashiv B'dei Adam U'Pasol, the Kasev Arash, Ahachim Ashmi Yerushalmi. So, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. Unclear exactly which one he holds, the Vilna Gaon, others are Mako, the Bach and the Beis Shmuel, both are Mako like the Rambam, the Amshul Shmuel, most Achronim are Mako. So if this Rachman al-Than ever comes up, most are Mako to assume that is called Bidei Shamayim, and is not called Bidei Adam if one is sick. Weiter. Amar Rava, Hainu to Karina Patsua, Velo Karina HaPatsua. How do you know that a Bidei Shamayim is Kasher? Because it says Patsua, not HaPatsua. The Patsua might have meant the one who's always been Patsua, that's a problem. But here it's not true. Even if you've always been Patsua, it's Kasher. That's why it says Patsua in the Torah and not HaPatsua. Bimas Nisa Tana, Namar Lo Yavo Patsua, Velo Namar Lo Yavo Mamzer. Different limud. They're next to each other, those Isurim. Malahal and Bidei Shamayim, just like a Mamzer. The child has no control over. Afkan bidei shemayim. So bidei. I'm sorry. Malahalan bidei adam. Afkan bidei adam. Just like a mom just created by man, right? A person is in an illicit relationship. So to hear bidei adam, petua daka is only if inflicted by man. Period. Amar Rava, petua bekulan, dach bekulan, karis bekulan. The problem of petua daka is crushed or squeezed or broken or cut by any of the reproductive organs, meaning by the aver, or by the beitzim, or by the tubes inside. Patsua bakulan, bein shenifsa hagid, bein shenifsu beitzim, bein shenifsu chute beitzim. Any part of the organ. Radach bakulan, bein shenidach hagid, bein shenitchu beitzim, bein shenitchu chute beitzim. Any part crushed. Karis bakulan, bein shenichras hagid, bein shenichrasu beitzim, bein shenichrasu chute beitzim. Any of them. Amar lehu mirabana l'rava, mimaydai betzua daka ba'oso makom, eima merosho. The Torah just says, if it is crushed, it's a problem. How do you know crushed what part of the body? Maybe it means crushed head. How do you know it's crushed oso makom? So amale, midlo mana be doros. The fact that it doesn't say like the other isurim in the context there in the Torah, that it's the next generation, the rolos or ador or whatever. Doesn't talk about any doros there, like it does by Ammon and Moab and Mitzri. It must be there are no doros. Shma mina boza makom. That there are no doros, because that's the problem here. Vidil mahay de lomana bo doros de ihu da aser breu barbre kasher. Maybe it's just the opposite. This isser only applies to himself and everybody else is mutter. Not that it's impossible to have. So dumyo to krushavcha. No, it's similar to krushavcha. Ma krushavcha bo oso makom. Just like krushavcha has to be cut in that spot. Af hai nami bo oso makom. Period. Ukrushavcha de gufe mimai de boso makom hu. And even the cut, right? The cut spot. How do you know that's boso makom? Ema misifte. Maybe your lips could also be cut. Maybe it's a problem of the lips. Shavcha ksiv bimakom sheshofik. It has to be a place that usually pours out. Pours out. Usually that pours out. How do you know? So that's what it has to be referring to. V'ema mechotmo. Maybe it's the nose. The nose also pours out. No, mikasav bishvoch. Does it say bishvoch? Shvoch is something that always pours out. Your nose is always pouring things out. Krus shavcha ksiv. Misha al yedei krisa shofech. No, it's talking about something that's only pouring out because it got cut. Shaloi de krisa eno shofech elamakaleach. And if it wouldn't be cut, it wouldn't be pouring out, but it would be shooting out. La fukehai, excluding the nose, to idividi shofechu. Right, the nose is always pouring out. B'masnisa, last line. B'masnisa tana, no mar lo yavo psua dako, v'nemar lo yavo mamzer. Malahalan ba'oso makom, afkan ba'oso makom. It's the comparison to mamzer. The period. I saw a ha'ara that we mentioned in the past, a shita that helps explain this whole idea. Why isn't the Torah explicit? Why do we have to have a how do you know it's ba'oso makom, comparison to mamzer? Remember the Rambam that we've quoted many times in Mor Nevuchim? There's no word. What makes Lashon HaKodesh Kodesh? Because there are no words for the Eivari HaZachar or the Eivari HaNekeva. There's no what we would call dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. That's what makes it Kodesh, says the Rambam. That's exactly why the Torah wasn't more precise, because it couldn't be more precise. And that's why we have to have these limudim. So what we read this Gemara is like, oh, it's crazy, we're going to have a Mina. But that's the hashkafic message that we take from this. It's dafka, not clear, because the Lashon HaKodesh can't be more clear. Because this is the message that we get from Lashon HaKodesh being Lashon HaKodesh. The Torah was created in Lashon HaKodesh, as we know from Rashi and Brachos, ki me'ish lukacha, v'chulu, right, v'romam tonim, mikal lashon, we say on Yontif. There's something special about Lashon HaKodesh, but the implicit message of this Gemara is that as well. Okay, we have a little more anatomy to do, but Be'ez Hashem will continue with that tomorrow, as we then get into David HaMelech. Okay, we'll stop here. I told you how to stay.